What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and in this video, I want to talk about something that is not really backend engineering, kinda, right? It's a sector of engineering, and it's called machine learning. And the reason I'm talking about that today is, like, by no means, I'm not an expert. This is a very new field to me. I'm just tasting this thing. I'm reading about it. But the reason I'm talking about this today is an email I received from Metro Express Lane. And this is a service that we have, at least here in California. It's called the High Occupancy Vehicles, like the HOV lane, right? And this is the carpool lane, where you can go to this lane and drive on this lane as long as you are two people or more. Not one person and a dog or one person and a cat, has to be two people. And for the longest time, there was no automated way of enforcing this, right? You can drive and take the risk, right? And getting a fine $400, right? And the only way you'll get fined is if a highway patrol will be driving by and they looked across and say that they saw you just by yourself with your fridge, right? And that you picked up from Costco, right? So there's no way to enforce it, right? So until today. There in June 1st, 2020, Metro Express Lane, which is the company that runs the whole thing, right? At least one part of it. They are enforcing this using an occupancy detection system. Did I read that right? Yes, occupancy detection system. So they're going to point their cameras now. They're going to install cameras on their lanes. And yeah, you might say, Hussein, privacy. They are addressing this. Somehow they're going to say, oh, we're not really storing the picture. We're storing data about the picture. I don't know if you can trust them or not, right? You can just take their word for it. But they are now taking picture of that and they're starting enforcing this thing, right? And you might say, how does that camera or knows that this is a person this is a picture of a person versus this is a picture of a cat versus how many heads are there in the car, right? How does it know? It's a computer, right? That's where machine learning comes into the picture. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, right? So they are installing this and it gives me an opportunity to discuss this topic with you guys, right? If you know about machine learning, you don't have to watch this video, but I just want to talk about it real loud. I want to talk about the ways you build this models and what is a model really and what is supervised learning and unsupervised learning and all that jazz. So if you're interested, just keep watching this video. And thank you so much because it supports the channel. All right, so when you show a picture of a person to a five-year-old, she or he can tell you exactly that this is a picture of a person. And even accuracy tells you, like, oh, this is a girl or a boy or a man or a woman or a middle-aged man or a middle-aged woman or old man. She can tell you or he can tell you with accuracy in a split of a second. However, computers don't have this cognitive ability, apparently. And you know that, right? Because there is some magic that we have that computers and people start figuring out, right? So computers are logical processing machines. If you give me a picture, I have to process it. And how do I process it? I go from left to right or bottom to bottom. I go these pixels and if the pixel, this is darker and this is like a little bit lighter and I see a pattern in this picture. That's telling me this is, oh, there's like a little bit of dark hair here. Sometimes some people have like a little bit of lighter color hair. This is like a little bit of an eye socket. And they start scanning this and after a while, they can tell you, oh, this is a picture of a person. But how does a computer know that this is a person or not? What you do is you show the computer a 1,000 pictures, 10,000, 1 million, 10 million pictures of what people look like. And with each picture that the computer feeds, they will start building a model. And that model will get adjusted. It's like almost like a function, like x to the square plus x cubed minus. It will be a complex function that results in a result that tells you, okay, I'm adjusting my function with each input until it gets like 100 million pictures, and we'll give you a model, right? And now, if you show that computer a new picture of a new person, and you tell us, is this a person or not? It will start executing that input against its function and will tell you that, oh, that is a person, or, oh, no, that is not a person. If you watch the Silicon Valley episode, hot dog, no hot dog, that's so funny. It's the same kind of concept, right? So yeah, that's basically what is called supervised learning. You essentially feed the machine a lot of input and it builds some sort of a model, and that model will get tested. And will it be perfect? Absolutely not. It will give you 98% accuracy. Now you might say, Hossein, how? Where do you have 100 million pictures of people, right? It's like, do you have them somewhere stored, right? You need to tell the computer that this is a picture of a person, this is a person, this is a person, this is a person, right? Where's this information coming from? Did you sit down and literally took pictures of people and you literally labeled them? Really? Some people do that. And this process is called labeling. And people are making buckloads of money selling labeled data. That's called labeled data. That means it's literally tons of thousands, or even if not even millions, of data sets labeled. It tells you that, oh, this is a picture of a cat. This is a picture of a cat. This is a picture of a dog. This is a picture of a people. Person. This is a picture of a person. This is a person of an Asian person. This is a person of a Middle Eastern person. Yeah, they will not be surprised if there's like a model that identifies Middle Easterns versus Asian versus Indian. I will not be surprised, right? That will definitely, those models exist. But those labeling, right? Do you know where are they coming from? Do you remember those captchas that you solve, guys? Oh, select all pictures of bridges, right? Before you sign in, because we want to know if you're a robot or not. Oh, select all pictures of a cat, so we know if you're a robot or not. They don't care if you're a robot or not. They're using that as labeling. Yeah, they're using you to label their data so they can sell this information. I don't know if this is legal or not, guys, because this really disgusts me. Every time I solve one of those, I was like, oh, God, I'm just training. I'm just labeling data for free. I mean, you can argue that, oh, well, you're using that service for free, and maybe that's a price to pay. But at least people need to be real open about that. I hate that shit. But yeah, so you're labeling. Sometimes you are helping people. Companies label their data because they don't know. They're going to show you four pictures and probably they know one of them, right? But they show you three that they don't know. And you're going to select all the cars and then they're going to start comparing, obviously, right? They're not going to trust you, obviously, blindly. But if enough people say that this is a picture of a cat or a car or a bridge, then they will start, obviously, storing this data and label that, and they start selling this data because the labeled data are very critical to supervised learning. Okay, but that's the supervised learning. That's how machine learning works in a nutshell. Obviously, guys, correct me if I said anything dumb or stupid or not correct, because I'm not an expert in this. But that's what I say. Or guys, please let me know, what did I miss, guys? And this, so back to this HOV Express Lane thing that they are implementing, guys. And I'm going to reference the article below, guys, if you're interested. But probably Metro Express Lane didn't train or supervise their own model or build their own model, because they will need to spend a lot of money just labeling data or buying labeled data and training their model and having huge machines just training. So that's a lot of, yeah, a lot of people use TensorFlow for this, for example. That's what I heard applications about. But yeah, so they probably purchased an existing model that detects people, and they're only interested in heads, to be honest. I don't think they will, I don't know if there is like a model that identify human heads versus dog heads. I don't know. There's like bodies, because most of the time you'll be in the car and your head will show. That's enough. I guess, right? And yeah, it's a complex field, and I don't know how I feel about machine learning, to be honest. I don't know anything about this field, to be honest. So I'll just taste and see if I like it. Maybe I'll make a few videos more about it, guys. But I know, those are day. That's all I know. It's a very interesting article that I thought I'm gonna make a video about, guys. If you're interested, give a like of this video, share with your friends, and let me know what did I miss. Let me know what you know, because this way we all learn together and be better. All right, guys. I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.